Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, I'm not sure where to start, so I don't know if you want me to start with the question or...
Sure, let's start with the question.
Okay, when my husband comes home from work today, if he comes home, because he's calling and saying he's not going to come home, I'm wondering how or what to say to him. He had, like, a flip-out last night that continued into the morning. I actually had to leave with our kids because he was actually breaking things, which this is not typical behavior of his at all. And I'm just really nervous.
Was he drinking?
He doesn't drink, no.
What do you think caused this big flip out?
Well, we bought a house 2 years ago, and ever since we bought the house, it's always been we bought it because you wanted it. And every time we have financial struggles, it's my fault because we bought a house that he said we shouldn't buy. So that's, I guess, the stresses of the house are getting more intense because our interest is going up. So it's been sort of like the past month I've been hearing him talk a lot about
that. Well, wait a minute. You mean you bought a house when you really couldn't afford it?
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And I kind of pushed to buy the house because I thought we could, even though I really should have listened to him. He's the one who works. I stay home with the kids.
Have you told him that you were wrong and you should have listened to him?
Yeah, I probably haven't said it exactly that way.
You need to call him wherever he is and tell him you're wrong. You pushed to have things before you could afford them. You've caused this stress. And you apologize. And please come home and let's talk about how to repair the situation.
Okay.
Own it.
Okay.
Own it.
And what about...
You were bratty.
Yeah.
I want what I want now.
Yeah, that's how I was.
Say it. Say I was bratty. I was selfish.
Bratty. I was selfish.
I was selfish and I was wrong. Do you want to write this down? It's very important you say all of these things.
Okay. I'm writing it down.
Okay. Bratty, selfish, and wrong.
So I say
all those things and say, I apologize. I am sorry I drove you to a flip out and to say you didn't want to come home. And please come home. Let's figure out how to sell the house, do whatever we have to do to repair all of this. And I'm sorry.
We've been trying to repair it and it's not working. That was one of the problems that stressed
me out. No, what's the problem is you haven't owned it.
Okay.
You haven't given it up. You haven't told him the truth.
Okay.
People do much better when you just lay it all out, then they stop being mad.
My problem is I'm blaming him now. I'm saying you can't act like that in front of our kids.
Right, exactly.
What's your problem? And,
yeah,
you know.
Okay. Okay, make this all better. You can do this in 30 seconds.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr.
Do it right now. Hang up and do it right now before you change your mind.
Well, he broke his cell phone, so I have to call him right at work. That was one of
he broke the cell phone.
Out of anger.
Yeah, I've broken some things in my day. You live through it. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number 1-800-DR-LAURA.